Actor Steve Downes demands Trump's White House remove Halo footage from its war porn video. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 9, 2026. Steve Downes, the voice of Halo protagonist Master Chief, is demanding that President Donald Trump's White House remove his character's voice from what he called a disgusting and juvenile war porn video. "It has come to my attention that there is at least one propaganda video circulating that was either produced or at the very least endorsed by the White House that uses images of Master Chief and uses my voice to support the war in Iran," Downes wrote in a Sunday X post. "Let me make this crystal clear, I did not participate in nor was Halo consulted. Nor do I endorse the use my voice in this video. Or the message it conveys," the voice actor continued. Downes concluded his post, predictably, by declaring, "I demand that the producers of this disgusting and juvenile war porn remove my voice immediately." The actor was reacting to a viral video posted by the White House, with the caption, "Just as the American way." The video features a montage of short clips from various popular films and television shows, including Gladiator, Breaking Bad, Iron Man, Top Gun, and Tropic Thunder, among others. Actor Ben Stiller also complained about the Trump administration's patriotic video in a Friday X post, writing, "Hey White House, please remove the Tropic Thunder clip. We never gave you permission and have no interest in being a part of your propaganda machine." "War is not a movie," Stiller, who ironically hobnobbed with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine in 2022, further lamented. Stiller's response to the White House was blasted on social media, with many advising that the actor to look up the term fair use. While one X user laughed, "Cracks me up when celebrities are like, I'm actually United States of America, we never gave you permission to use our content. My brother in Christ, we just flattened a country," the X user added. Many others pointed out the Zoolander star's apparent hypocrisy in insisting war is not a movie, citing Stiller having met with Zelensky. Notably, left-wing celebrities issuing public statements whining about their songs or footage being used in videos posted by the Trump administration's social media accounts is a common, tired occurrence. Last week, the White House roasted pop singer Kesha for posting a similar, predictable statement grumbling about her 2010 party anthem, Blow, being used in one of the administration's TikTok recent videos. "All these singers keep falling for this," White House Director of Communications Stephen Cheung said, adding, "This just gives us more attention and more view counts to our videos because people want to see what they're bitching about." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.